they want to say that it's EPA's action that's compelling them to be forced to address energy and climate change legislation. I certainly hope that's not the case. We are actually in a race here to move to a cleaner energy economy, and the rest of the world is certainly doing it. So I always tell people that if you don't want to do it for the environmental reasons, you need to look at the economics of where the world is going and realize that the we need to break our dependence on fossil fuels and that come from out of our country. We need to move to clean energy. That should be the imperative. I hope it becomes the imperative.
There's a new treaty coming up to replace the Kyoto Protocol. The UN Climate Change Conference will meet in Copenhagen in December for a new climate change agreement. If Congress does not pass climate change legislation by that point, how will it affect the standing of the United States in those talks?
Well, certainly, it's fair to say the eyes of the world are upon us to some degree. Each country is dealing individually with their own situation on energy and climate, and then obviously those are big multilateral talks. But I do think people are watching to see if the United States is in this game of clean energy and addressing carbon.
If Congress does not pass a measure this year before that conference, but there's a likelihood of it passing next year, will that change? I'm just trying to figure out how we enter into those negotiations if we don't have a solid plan for reducing greenhouse gases.
I know lots of people are trying to figure out whether or not the United States will be at the table and in a big way. It certainly is the most important thing to be able to say to the rest of the world is that not only President Obama is clearly behind this, but that the Congress representing the people of the United States have moved to embrace new energy policy and clean energy and low carbon. We're not there yet. Obviously, I'm still optimistic despite all the other discussions going on because I know that there's been real talk, real progress made to date.
You're just a few months into the job and already seeing a little heat from Congress and big, big challenge. How do you feel about the job and what do you hope to accomplish in the first year?
I already know it's the best job I'll ever have. I understand that the push and pull of the system is that we're going to have some dialogue on issues that are of great concern to members of Congress, to the American people, to various stakeholders, and I'm eager to have those conversations, and I think as long as we keep in mind that we're going to follow the best science we can, we're going to follow the law, we're going to be honest, we're going to be transparent, we're not going to hold information back. You know, I think that was the most damning criticism of EPA, that there was information out there that might have protected the environment or the American people that was held back, and that's time and trust we have to now re-earn. So that's what we're about.
Administrator Jackson, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Lester. Nice talking to you.